The cost of rent has been plummeting in some large American cities. Rents declined by more than 10% in San Francisco and San Jose this year, according to property management firm RealPage, Inc. In New York, the average rent dropped by 8%, while Boston and Los Angeles saw declines of around 5%. But that doesn't seem to be the case in Hawaii. The trend on the mainland appears to be driven by an exodus of workers fleeing high-density neighborhoods in large cities for suburbs and smaller towns, where they're now working remotely. University of Hawaii economist Carl Bonham says, "There isn't great data on Hawaii's rental market, but so far, there doesn't appear to be a major change in rents."
Right now, we're not seeing huge declines in rents in any neighborhood. We know that the single-family home prices on Oahu have surged. But if you look at the inventory data, basically what you see is condo inventory growing and single-family home inventory shrinking. They're moving in almost exactly opposite directions. People aren't leaving in droves from Hawaii and moving to the mainland right now, which would drive rents down in general.
But there is a chance that could change. Hawaii has experienced modest population loss over the past 3 years, with 2020 likely to continue the trend. The pandemic recession is expected to increase the number of people leaving the state over the next several years, which Bonham says could cause the housing market to soften over time. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.